Welcome to Aurelius Whitlock's Murder Museum.
I'm Marcus Richardson.
And I'm Nathan Hicken.
This is the Murder Museum, where we tell and solve original murder mysteries, or sometimes expansive, monster-covered, spooky, haunted mansions based on board game stories. That happens too sometimes.
Yeah, just occasionally.
Occasionally. I can't wait to do my Sorry-inspired game. Or my Chutes and Ladders
personally,
inspired murder mystery.
I'm more excited for the Candyland version, where like the peppermint lumberjack kills Princess Frostine or whatever.
Honestly, you joke about that, but that sounds cool as heck to me. I would love that.
Oh my gosh.
Lord Licorice would be like super, super suspicious.
Oh yes. Someone could drown in the little chocolate swamp.
Oh my gosh. Alas, we are not in chocolate swamps. We are in the twisted Weitzel Manor. I had just spoken to Medina, who is confirmed Ishi, or elf. And I forgot, before I go into the wine cellar, I did want to ask her if she's willing to share with me her note from Lord Weitzel.
Oh. Well, yes, I suppose. Jane and I were struggling figuring it out. Our uncle liked puzzles. She hands you an envelope.
Okay. Medina and Jane. Ah, my favorite grandnieces. You have brought so much joy into my life over the last few years. You two must go to the library. To see the books, the spy is the thing. Rainbow in sync to see the sword swing. Oh boy. To see the books, the spy is the thing. Rainbow in sync to see the sword swing. Huh. Okay. Spy as in spyglass. I feel like there could be something with the Ravello spyglass. So I guess I tell that to Medina. I say, okay, I will join you in the library, assuming this is something we need to figure out eventually. It sounds like there are some stakes here. And I'm not just talking about the steak on Alec's plate, which, by the way, super rare.
He does like his meat still bleeding.
Interesting. Anyway, Ravello spyglass. I think that might be a part of the puzzle, but I'm sure I can meet Jane back in the library at some point.
All right.
Okay, well, I will go for reals and now speak to her husband, Alec, who is in the wine cellar.
All right. You open the door to the wine cellar, and immediately you're met with a gust of dank, damp air. Dark cobblestones. It's a low, dark ceiling. You walk down the slippery steps into a small, cavernous room. Right to your left is, once again, a lantern hanging from the wall with an unlit bulb.
Fancy that.
On one wall, there is a shelf full of large barrels, different labels on them. There is a small countertop with a single flask. Then in one corner is Alec, lurking over a rack of bottles.
Okay, I go up to Alec and I say, is this where Lord Weitzel sent you?
I have not read his note.
Now, why would you do a dumb thing like that?
Because the old headmaster likes to play many games, and I don't feel like I want to be part of this one.
What are you doing instead?
Seeking something to help settle Medina. He gestures to the bottles, their various wines, Bordeaux, Chateau, other French words.
Baguette.
Yes.
baguette. Well, maybe I can help you. What kind of wine would settle Medina's nerves?
He indicates that he doesn't need your help. He can find the perfect wine on his own.
Well, considering you and I both know that you don't drink wine, just let me know if you want some help.
All right.
Can I see the envelope if you have no intention of reading it yourself?
Fine. He pats down his pockets and pulls out the envelope and drops into your hand. It's still sealed.
I will open it in front of him, unless he protests.
He shakes his head and goes back to the wine bottles.
Okay, I'm going to read it out loud anyway. Alec Harker, my ambitious star pupil.
He snorts at that.
I know you know what's going on here, but let's see if you remember anything from your days at Ellistone. In the wine cellar, you will find the ingredients to brew the proper potion. This will erode the final protections I put in place surrounding her. I'm like, huh, you happen to be in the wine cellar anyway. That's so coincidental.
Hmm. Oh, yes, what a funny coincidence. He selects a bottle from the rack. Is there anything else or...
Yes, there is other there is other things to discuss. One would be, it says you know what's going on here. He thinks you know what's going on here. Would you mind sharing?
It seems my mentor thinks too highly of me.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Well, when he speaks of her, is this the home itself? Is this the nightmare that he has trapped in his home?
It very well could be.
Now, why did you come, if not to play his game?
Oh, because Medina and Jane insisted. They were quite fond of the old man.
Changing gears, so to speak, did you know Sumpter?
Oh, yes, he and I went to the same school together, Ellistone Academy.
What do you know about him?
Well, I know he worked hard. I know he came from an unknown background. Worthy scholar with a special interest in writing. I believe he ended up as a freelance journalist. Pity, really. I don't know how he makes ends meet. The rumors had it that he had a wealthy patron. He certainly wasn't well off enough to afford the school by himself. Ellistone's quite prestigious. He gestures to the man around him, if you cannot tell.
Could it have been your mentor? Could it have been Lord Whitesoul, that was his patron?
Well, I don't see why. I don't know how that could have happened, but... Yeah, I don't know who it was, and frankly, I'm not sure Sumpter did either.
Interesting. How do you feel about your sister-in-law, Jane?
Ah, Jane. Yes, well, she's my wife's sister, so of course I tolerate her. She's a bit opinionated at times. She was never quite the biggest fan of me, to be frank.
Interesting. Do you ever imagine yourself entering a long work relationship with her?
I can say that would be absolutely miserable and would probably end with one of us trying to kill each other.
Curious. Oh my gosh. Oh, I'm getting a vision. I'm a psychic, and I've just a thought's come to my mind, Alec.
Really? Do tell.
Stay away from the outhouse. That's all that came to me.
Stay
something
from the
about an outhouse.
Do I look like someone who'd venture into a public outhouse?
No, you don't. Also, I can't remember the details of if you were murdered somewhere else and dragged in there, but that's besides the point. Have fun finding wine.
He kind of blusters and shakes his head and walks up the stairs.
Well, if he's walking up the stairs, then maybe I can look around here. Do I see anything on these barrels? Maybe I can figure out this proper potion.
Ooh, yes.
Okay, I'm looking at the barrels. And we have Mandrake Turpentine for Erosive Wisdom. Valkyrie Wine for Unleashing Creativity. Unicorn Blood for Embracing Passion. Phoenix Oil for Unyielding Honor. Miskatonic Tea for Enlightened Vision. Basilisk Venom for Continuous Curiosity. Yeti Tears for Unerring Strength. And Chimera Nectar for Relentless Ambition. Boy, If you, the listener, thinks that that was a lot to take in, imagine being the one who has to, like, make sense of it. That's my job. Okay. Well, clearly I need certain ones of these, but probably not all of them. I don't remember seeing, like, anything to do with Yetis or Mandrakes or Valkyries. I know that I saw symbols on a map somewhere, but I don't think that it had any of these. In fact, I think I'm gonna look at that map again.
All right, you look at the map again.
Okay, there's surrounding the suspiciously similar, now that I see it, map to the board game Betrayal at House on the Hill. Suspiciously close. Can't believe I didn't notice it at first. Around it, we have a bee, like my necklace.
Mm-hmm.
Does my net is it a locket? Can I click it open?
No, but you look at your inspector necklace. There's the word B written on it. B E E.
Do we still have the cage?
Yes.
Does it have anything written on it?
Yes, cage, CAGE on the bottom.
Okay. That feels like it's gonna be important. Then there's like a dagger of some kind or a sword on here. There's a skull. There's a key. Sumter was told that he was the key. I wonder if there's a connection there. And then there's a small vial of tonic or cologne or something. Nope. It's a lantern.
It is a vial. You are right.
Ah, right. Okay.
You look at that, pull that out. It does look like the flask that is on the counter.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do need to look at that flask. I walk over to it.
Okay. You walk over to the flask. It's glass flask. There's a little note tied to it. As you lift it up, it's empty. But as you lift it up, you can see on the bottom is written the word efface. E-F-F-A-C-E. Efface.
E-F-F-A-C-E. A-C-E.
It means to erase.
Gotcha. All right, Nathan, you puzzle master. All right. You have already done a puzzle that involves notes on a piano and words that match. How curious that B and efface, a word which no one's ever heard of, cage, and skull is probably dead. How curious that all of those can be played on a piano.
Very, very curious.
All right. I know where I'm going after this. I need to satiate my curiosity on that. Is there anything else in the wine cellar that I should be looking at here?
There's the note on the flask.
Yes. I want to read that.
The note says, "Let's see what you remember. Brew a potion of decay. This should come right to your mind, but if the years have taken away from you, I'll give you a clue. Combine in clockwise the crest."
Combine in clockwise the crest. Have I seen anything that I would call a crest? Or would I call those circles around the barrels a crest?
No, you haven't seen anything that's very crest-like yet.
Okay. Well, I think I better keep my eye out. Well, I am definitely going to hold on to the flask, which I assume is empty.
Yes.
And let's go back to the piano.
Okay. You go back through the kitchen and the dining room, the entrance hall, back into the ballroom. And you are at the piano.
I don't know if I need to combine all of these in a certain order, so I'll just try them one at a time first. I put in efface. E-F-F-A-C-E.
Nothing happens. As you try various combinations of the three words you have, nothing happens. You don't hear any weird whirring or clicking.
Okay, well, I got my eye on you. on the piano. Okay. There's a study somewhere in here, in this home?
Yes, there's a study.
Where is that? Have I seen the door to that?
It's by the front entrance, on the same side as the ballroom.
Right. I could have seen that on the map. Right. Okay. Let's go into the study.
Okay. You open the study to open the door to the study to see a very cluttered space. There are artifacts and antiques everywhere, but what takes up the majority of the space is a large roaring fireplace behind a desk. On the desk, large metal machine, there's shelves. Hanging from the ceiling is a skeleton of a winged creature of some sorts. Swinging on that is Sebastian the monkey.
Sebastian, get down from there.
You see that he has something clutched in his fist. He actively hisses at you.
Ah, this again. I thought he was so cute in that vest. That's so sad. Okay, wow, it's cluttered in here. Are there any other people in here?
No.
I'm trying to remember where the dreamer told me that... What's their name is? Have I seen everyone?
You have, to my knowledge.
All right, then. Well, do I see anything on the desk itself?
As you walk up to the desk, Sebastian jumps down and lands on the centerpiece, which is a large steampunk-esque machine. There is a little folded note on top, as well as a lantern.
All right, another lantern. Perhaps... It sounds like I don't know who was sent to the dining room, but it sounds like otherwise there's a lantern in each room that a person was sent to. Maybe something is supposed to happen at all of these simultaneously. Okay, well, let's read the note if Sebastian will let me.
He will not. He, as you get closer, he swipes at you. And Genevieve laughs a little bit.
Hey, stop that. Unsupportive.
Sorry, it's just a bit funny. Never seen you so frightened of a monkey before. I've never really seen you that much, but, you know, it's still funny.
Do you want to pick up the note?
She walks over and reaches her hand out. Sebastian also swipes at her and nearly nicks her. No, I don't.
All right. I'll use your eldritch horror contraption. I pull out the moratoria.
Ooh.
Pull out the moratoria, flip it open, and grab the note.
Okay, you grab the note. That's fairly easy to do, so I will not make you do anything crazy for it.
Nathan's looking at a clock. I close it.
Okay.
Am I right?
Yes, you're good. I did not have a timer going. What are you talking about? 17 seconds.
It really is. It's just a constant test in Don't Poke the Bear, where it's like, but what if I do? But what if I did? But not this time.
Okay. So you grab the piece of paper. As you close it, Sebastian starts hissing at you again and starts swinging around the necklace. Instructions. Here's what they say. Okay.
Starts swinging around my necklace?
No, he has a little necklace or something on a cord.
Gotcha. Okay.
In order for the Revivium to work, the name of the machine, I need you to connect the correct jars to the specific rooms in the manor. You will need everyone's help, as each jar must be held into place on its lantern at the same time. This will need to be the last thing you do before opening the door.
Well, that answers a few questions. That is what the lanterns are for. This is the way that Lord Whitesoul intended to revive himself, the Vivarium.
As you look closer at the machine, the Vivarium, you see there's a little arch in the center. So imagine a metal block with dials. Archway in the center, and in that is a bronze jar with a porthole. Through that, you can see a pile of ashes.
It's an urn.
It is.
What did he say needed to be put on the lanterns? Vials? Jars?
Jars.
Jars. Have I seen any jars that would fit?
There are jars in this room, actually. As you look, there's a few shelves on one side, that have a variety of canopic jars.
Ah, canopic, as in Egyptian.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm looking at six jars, and I've seen how many lanterns? Have I seen five or six lanterns? There's one in the dining room, the wine cellar, the study I'm in now, the library, and the ballroom. Did I also see one elsewhere? In the kitchen?
You haven't seen it yet. There's something you haven't looked at.
Okay. Fair enough. The symbols on them are a brain, a hand, an eye, a skeletal foot, a heart, and I don't even know, probably a liver.
That is a tongue, I will tell you that.
Oh, thank you. A tongue.
Yeah.
Are these his? Are these his? Like, inside them, are these his?
To answer that, you also find a little note, which I shall read right now. Here's a riddle to guide you. I want my feet to always dance. I want my green thumbs to feel at home. I want to be able to read and appreciate beauty. I want my mind to be with my ashes. I want my heart to be where it was filled with friendly conversation. And finally, I want to sip my Bordeaux one last time.
My gosh. Okay. Well, I pick up all the jars and I look in pain to Genevieve and say, do you want to help me put body parts in different rooms in this home?
I swear, if this spills in anything in my satchel...
I doubt you have room for all six of these, so...
Right, well, I don't know if you remember, but that is... Lord Watson did say that's the last thing to do.
Good point. Okay. Well, maybe we'll leave them here for now. It also said everyone needs to... Do you think we need to time it correctly?
You look at the instructions, they say you will need everyone's help as each jar must be held in place. So Genevieve...
Held in place. Okay.
Probably, because as you pressed in on the top of the lantern, it goes in and then it pops back up. So it sounds like it needs to be held in.
Okay. Genevieve, doesn't this sound like an excellent opportunity for one person to like betray everyone else by not being visibly seen by them as we're supposed to all collaborate? Does that sound like anything to you?
I don't know. Sounds fine to me. I think we should go walk into every room backwards now and split up and search for clues, actually.
Now we're thinking.
I'll go investigate the strange noise outside.
Yes, you do that, and I will stay in here with my eyes closed.
Yes.
I'll take a nap. Is Lord Whitesoul trying to kill us? Is that why Alec doesn't want to play along? He clearly... Let's talk about awakening her. Why, but we're all just like cool and dandy with like resurrecting him. Like what? This could be a dark ritual that brings back an eldritch god.
What are the odds of that?
Famous last words, I tell you. All right.
All right.
Well, I'll need to figure this all out later, but it sounds like the tongue goes to the wine cellar. The ear or something? Was there an ear? There was no ear.
There was no ear.
Anyway, I think I'll just have to figure this all out later, but it shouldn't be too difficult. I just need to do it last. And how many people are here? There's Jane, Medina, Belle Hertz, Alec, Genevieve, and myself. So that means that if I accuse a murderer, we will have five people still willing to help out. Another thing to consider.
Yes. The denouement might look a little different.
Curious. Okay, well, let's get out of here. Oh, sorry. Anything else in this room I should be looking at?
Okay. Sebastian, the monkey, is still angrily hissing at you and trying to swipe at you as you anytime you walk by with the necklace. Fireplace, there's a fire there. There's a snake pattern curling up to the ceiling. There's another map above the doorway as well.
Well, I'll look at these things in the order you said them. First, I'm going to see if I can use my moratoria to grab the necklace that the monkey is holding.
Okay.
You know, kind of as a revenge act, because he did steal my necklace at one point, so...
That's true, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so you use the Mortoria. You are able to snatch it. It does hurt a little bit because you catch it like mid-swing. And so, yeah. But I assume you're not going to let it go over 53 seconds.
I'm not. Yep. Okay. Stop that. Yep.
Cool. You grab it. As you grab it from Sebastian, he like screeches. He absolutely loses it. Leaps off the table. Not at you, but at Genevieve. And goes bananas on her for a hot second.
What?
Pun intended. And she topples over and her satchel scatters. So.
No. No, wait. No. Okay, what happened?
Sebastian scampers away.
Did he take anything? Hmm. Is the amulet still there?
The book is gone.
The book. Remind me, what was the book?
The book held the amulet, so.
Ah, yeah.
But you do have the little necklace. The necklace has a crest on it.
Aha. Genevieve, I would say that losing an important artifact that can turn a vampire into a monster is a good trade for a pendant from a monkey.
I'm sorry, this was your idea. I didn't know you were even going to do that. You didn't voice that out loud before I all of a sudden had a flying monkey flung at my face.
It did look pretty funny, though.
Yes, I'm sure it did. She starts putting the cage back in her satchel, the amulet back in her satchel, the singing serpent back in her satchel.
At least you didn't lose any of your precious things that predate this little exhibit we're in, huh?
That is quite lucky. Imagine that. Well, I suspect the sanguine serpent is a little too heavy for that rapscallion to scamper off with, so.
Well, hey, let's look at this amulet. All right, it's got four sections on it, and they are a minotaur, an octopus, a woman that I can't tell if she's a specific mythological creature. I might need to ask Genevieve or someone else, and a snake. So yeah, I'm going to show it to Genevieve. Do you know what this woman might be?
I know what that crest is. That's the crest for Ellerstone Academy. I don't know specifically what they are. I assume Ellick would probably know, though.
Well, I don't know how helpful Ellick is going to be, but I might be able to figure out the potion concoction from these symbols. So something to look out for. Okay, having stole the necklace for a totally reasonable trade, I...
Yeah, honestly.
There was a snake on the fireplace.
Yes.
Were there words on the snake?
No, nothing. No words on the snake. It does have jewel-encrusted eyes up at the top.
Like the sanguine serpent, or like totally different?
Totally different.
Jewels. Interesting. And then there's a map above the door?
Yes.
Okay, interesting. So, we have a map of the Weitzel Manor again, but the rooms are not labeled besides wisdom, strength, curiosity, and passion. Passion is in the kitchen, curiosity is in the study, strength is in the ballroom, and wisdom is in the library/gallery.
Hmm.
Uh-huh. And then at the bottom is a crest, one that is identical to the crest that I just found on the necklace, which makes me think that maybe I didn't need to take the necklace. maybe not such a good trade, actually. But I do seem to recall this riddle was something along the lines of curiosity and passion and strength. Like, That's something to do with the jars, maybe?
Mm.
Or maybe not.
As you are pondering this out loud, you notice a little head pop up in the corner.
It's the dreamer.
Hello. Oh, are you looking at this map? I helped Lord Weitzel put it together.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. We had great fun. He used to play all sorts of games with me. It's sad that now that he's gone... A lot more quiet around here. A lot more time for sleeping.
I'm sorry. Do you have time for a game right now?
I suppose I'd be persuaded.
How about a game of help me figure out this puzzle.
Oh, that's no fun. She giggles. But I suppose I could give you a little hint. Come find me in the next painting. We'll play hide and seek.
Oh, okay. Hide and seek. What do you mean next painting?
Oh, you'll figure it out. I certainly hope you do. As she says that last line, her voice gets a little lower. It's kind of weird.
Like manly voice?
No, a little more reverberation.
Wait. Hey, Dreamer.
She pokes right back in.
Yeah.
Do you have any other name besides Dreamer?
I've been called many names, but not in a long time.
Do any of them start with the letter M?
Oh, to earn my name, I'll have to play a game. Come on.
Okay.
She disappears.
(1) 14 (4) 9 (11) 14 (15) 23 (23) 8 (1) 20 (25) 15 (21) 22 (5) 4 (15) 14 (5) 9 (14) 25 (15) 21 18 (19) 5 1 18 (3) 8 (6) 15 (18) 8 (5) 18